With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Political observers expect Montana's likely November contest for the U.S. Senate between Republican Steve Daines and Democrat Steve Bullock to draw tens of millions of dollars in outside spending, along with national attention. But first, the Senate incumbent and sitting governor each face long-shot challengers in the June 2nd primary. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Daines from Bozeman is seeking a second term in the U.S. Senate after first being elected in 2014. Daines previously served one term in the U.S. House of Representatives and worked in the private sector for Procter & Gamble and Right Now Technologies. Daines says he's been able to deliver results in Congress for Montana, and he's focused on solutions to rebuild the national economy and protect and create jobs in Montana in the wake of the impacts from the novel coronavirus pandemic. Daines faces two primary challengers on the Republican ballot, Daniel Larson from Stevensville and John Driscoll from Helena. But Daines' campaign is looking past them and focusing on the general election.
My friend, Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines, has been one of my father's strongest allies.
Ads on Instagram and Facebook shown around the country feature heavyweight GOP figures like Donald Trump Jr., Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and others echoing fundraising pleas for Daines. Daines frames his candidacy within a national spotlight.
Hi, this is Steve Daines, and I know these are difficult times, but Democrats are working overtime to defeat me here in Montana. And with the help from President Obama and Chuck Schumer, my liberal opponent is outraising my campaign by millions.
Daines is referring to current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, who entered the U.S. Senate race after dropping his bid for president. Bullock is facing one primary opponent, John Muse from Loma. Muse was the only Democrat to stay in the primary race when Bullock announced his entrance into it. Bullock's campaign, like Daines's, is looking toward November. The two-term governor and former state attorney general released a campaign kickoff video cycling through accomplishments of Bullock's time as a statewide executive.
Montana's unemployment rate, the lowest in over a decade.
The outdoor economy has been booming.
Businesses reach record-high exports. Montana High School.
That video ends with the tagline, "Make Washington work like Montana." Bullock says the country needs steady leadership to get the economy back on track to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. Bullock's campaign is also emphasizing the national implications of Montana's U.S. Senate race, reaching out to potential donors from across the country. Most recently, that's included social media posts pitting his campaign against national GOP figures.
I'm Steve Bullock, and I'm running for Senate. The road to a Senate majority runs through Montana. So I'm counting on you to help us both flip the Senate and kick out Mitch McConnell.
Eric Riley is an associate political science professor at Montana State University and the director of the HELPS Lab. He says both Daines and Bullock look like they'll become their party's nominees, so it makes sense they're using this time to get a head start on campaigning for the general election instead of fending off primary opponents. Riley says as the political parties fight for control in Congress, the general election race could draw more than the $45 million in outside spending seen in Montana's last U.S. Senate election in 2018.
And so at this point, it does look like it's sort of a toss-up in terms of who will have the majority of seats in the U.S. Senate after the general election. But there's a long way to go.
Over the last 6 weeks, Bullock's fundraising totals are almost double Daines's, $2.5 million to $1.3 million, respectively. While Daines raised more overall this cycle for his re-election campaign, Bullock has outraised Daines in 2020 after jumping into the race in early March. Most of the money fueling the Daines and Bullock campaigns is not coming from within Montana. While Daines and Bullock run as presumptive nominees, primary opponents argue they're best suited to represent the state in the U.S. Senate. Daniel Larson, who has never held public office, is running on the Republican ballot. The hardware store owner from Stevensville says he's offering a choice away from corporate politics.
I'm doing this to try to show, so even if I don't win, I think it'll lay down a base path as far as where we're at. But I think in order for this nation to change, our congressional delegation to get more honest and less influenced by the money in politics, I do think that we need to create a new path that allows people to win based off of substance without having to raise the millions of dollars from, you know, these different interest groups and political action committees.
Larson says the Keystone XL pipeline does not make economic sense for Montana. He supports universal basic income and says Senator Daines has gone too far to support the executive branch and President Donald Trump. John Driscoll is also running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. Driscoll, from Helena, has previously run for the U.S. House as a Democrat and served as a state lawmaker and member of the Montana Public Service Commission. Here is how he describes his first priority if elected.
My first priority is to look into why the POW MIA operations by U.S. forces have been getting canceled in Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam. That's the first priority because it's so important to Montanans. Nobody else seems to be looking at it.
Driscoll says people in Congress need to get along with each other better, and if elected, he'd take steps toward addressing climate change. John Muse is campaigning on the Democratic ballot. Muse is a former teacher and naval officer and current engineer from Loma. He says he has experience that Bullock doesn't in national security issues and engineering in the energy sector.
Do you want somebody, and I say this with respect, do you want somebody who has only been an attorney and a career politician? Or do you want somebody who, like one out of every 10 Montanans, is a military veteran?
Muse says he supports an accelerated transition to a clean energy economy, the legalization of marijuana, and he says he's a more progressive Democrat than Bullock. There are two Green Party candidates listed on primary ballots. Wendy Fredrickson, a former audit reviewer for the State Health Department from Helena, has not responded to a Montana Public Radio questionnaire about her candidacy. Dennis Danicky, a retired Missoula College professor of sustainable construction from Lolo, says to not vote for him or his Green Party opponent. Danicky says his opponent was recruited to siphon votes from Democrats, and he was recruited to siphon votes from Fredrickson. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.